Right. This coming Shabbos, we're going to learn Parshat Chayisara. In Parshat Chayisara, we read around the Shidduch for Yitzchak and Rivka. And so the poskim derive a number of halachot from that, those Shidduchim. So I thought I'd speak a few minutes about that. There's a piece that Rav Blum has in his Sefer, so I'm taking ideas from there. So Rabbeinu Bachya on this Parsha says that a person has to be careful what Shidduch he gets. And he should, like, we see that a wife very much influences the man. We need by Shlomo HaMelech, he married women who had converted to Yiddishkeit, but they still influenced him in a bad way. So he says, the minhag, therefore, he says, read this parsha to a chasen on the day of his chasen, a chasana. In other words, in order to remind people that a person should marry a woman, l'shem yofi. It means Avram was careful to get the shidduch. He says, just go back to my family, the whole thing. I'm not interested in the women who are here in Eretz Canaan. So he says, a person should be careful not to marry a woman for beauty and not for money. And he says, and also not for, like, the position, power. He says he's punished for each one of these things, but his kavanah should be l'shem shemayim. And he says, The parsha admonishes us to try to get a I don't know, it's so shy, but if you get a shidduch from your own mishpacha, from your extended family, that's very good. So the Rabbeinu Bachya brings down that the minag was to lane this parsha for a chasen on the day of his chasana. So Dr. Chevelle in the footnotes, he quotes from the Stei Chemed. He says, the minariya shachar shakaru lo lechaten b'parshat ayom, after they would lay in, I don't know, the parshat ayom, whatever they were doing that day, b'tem shibirech bracha chrona, I guess it was Kriyas Torah day when he would get married, before they did the bracha chrona, and you megalin a sefer Torah, the parshat chayisara, they would roll the sefer Torah to parshat chayisara, b'karu lo b'abraham zakein im ha-targum b'nigun. And they lay in that section with the targum, with the melody. Although on the day of the chasana, it's a little late in the game to make any changes, but but that's the idea behind it. Yeah, what's up?
Yes, I was at a Tunisian Shabbat Chatan,
yeah,
where, you know, it's actually Rosh Chodesh. They took out three sparks.
Oh.
And in the middle of the regular laning, the Chatan went up and laned this.
Oh. No, that was the Shabbos after he got married. After he got married, yeah. So, all right, he says on the day of his marriage, but anyway, are any Spartan familiar with the minhag about laning of Avram Zakein? Anybody Spartan familiar with this? All right. Anyway, there's a Rav Blum quotes, there's a tzava'a from Rav Yehuda Chassid. Rav Yehuda Chassid was one of the Chassidi Ashkenaz. So in his tzava'a, he has all these things. He says, do this, don't do this, the other thing. We'll do as much as we can, I guess, in a few minutes. But among his tzava'as, I think maybe this is the most famous one. He says, Lo yisadam isha shishmak shem imo. Man should not marry a woman who has the same name as his mother. You shouldn't marry somebody with the same name as your mother. O shmok shem chamiv. Nor should a woman marry a man who's got the same name. O shmok shem chamiv. Same thing. Like a woman shouldn't marry a man who's got the same name as her father. If you do, you should change one of the names, and maybe things will work out. Anyway, so there's a number of reasons that are given for this. And it relates to, you know, also how bound are we by the Tzava Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So one reason is given by the Sefer Pri Asada by Rav Eliezer Deitch. This was around 1910, the Sefer was published. He says that it was a chashash of Ayin Hara. So Ayin Hara is when you're attracting attention to yourself. In other words, the brachot that Hashem, the way the Mechtav Eliyahu takes it, like, you know, among Ashkenazi Jews, you say, you know, kunan hara, you know, shmini hara. It's, in other words, like, but the way the Mechtav Eliyahu understands ayin hara is the brachot that a person gives are made to help the world, and be mitakin the world. And when you flaunt it in a way that causes pain to other people, then a Kaddish Baruch Hu sees that and decides to take it away from you. That's the way ayin hara works. So, in other words, Hashem, let's say, blesses you with a lot of money. So I flaunt the money, you know, blah blah blah. You don't have the money. I got the money. So then, you know, he's not using the money the right way. Or, I have 10 kids and you have none, and let me pray them all in front of you now. So that's also like kind of that's a kind of nahara. So he says, this Rav Eliezer Deutsch says, that like it's an ayin hara, I don't know, like it attracts too much attention. Oh, you know, this is David and this is David, or this is Sarah, everybody's looking family. That's what his take on it. Then he quotes from the Perush of Makor Chesed, that's by Rav Ruin Margoliot. He says that the minhag was to name the kids after the grandparents, and if the parents would have the same name as the grandparents, you wouldn't name the kid after. In other words, if my name is Shlomo, and I have a son Shlomo, I'm not going to call him Shlomo ben Shlomo. So if my father-in-law's name is Shlomo, so I can't name the son after the grandfather. I mean, we Ashkenazim only do it if the parents aren't alive, but it's far to do it, I think, when they are still alive. But either way, that's the way he takes it. So he says, based on that reason, if you know the grandparents are Mavater, then it's not a problem. Then he quotes from the Yad Sha'ul, that's by Rav Yosef Shal Nathanson. He says that it's chashash that, you know, let's say you're living in close quarters and you call your wife, she's got the same name as the mother, chas v'shalom, you have like a bad, you know, incident where, you know, you think you're having relations with the wife, you got with the mother, that sounds like a really horrible thing. And then he quotes the Shas and Shubas Tavar Eliyahu. He says that it's because it leaves those zizel and kibud. In other words, I shouldn't call my parents by their first names. And if my wife's got the same name as my mother, so I'm calling her with the name, or the husband's, you know, calling, or the wife's calling the husband's got the same name as her father. So it really leads to problems with this. So it could be you can get out of it if, you know, he accepts he's not going to call the wife by that name or whatever. But those are some of the reasons that are given for the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. So now the question becomes, you know, how bound are we by this Tzava'a? So there's a tshuva from the Noda B'Yehuda, and he was asked a question. Somebody wanted to have, obviously, he was asked a question, somebody wanted to have a wedding where the names were lining up. And he goes on the whole thing. He says that, the things that aren't mentioned in the Gemara, he says, Shana Motzim, Echami Chachmei Sumus B'Torah. He says, and it seems like he's writing things that contradict the Talmud. So we have to try to, you know, go out on a limb to explain it, that maybe he was just speaking at that time for his specific mishpacha. But the Ikar is what the Talmud says. So then he says, we see that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says in its Tzava'a, things, he says, Shekiman Asru Lanu L'Shomam, like things that seem like antithetical to Torah L'Chura. Ki Hu Omer Shto Yisa Barachoto, he says, among other things, in his Tzava'a, he says, you shouldn't marry your niece. That's one of the things that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says. You shouldn't marry your niece. And the Gemara says it's a mitzvah to marry the niece, so it doesn't work out so well. He says that a father and a son shouldn't marry two sisters, and Rav Papa and his son marry two sisters. And he says a man shouldn't marry Shlo Yisu Shnei Achim B'Shnei Achayot. Two brothers shouldn't marry two sisters. And the Gemara mentions that there were all these Kohanim that married brothers married sisters. Fine. And then he goes on and on. There were a lot of incidents that don't seem to match up with the Gemara. He says Vimei Achasim Mitzavet Tzavazu L'Chol Yisrael Harayu Soter L'Devarei Talmud. If the Tzavaz for all of Klal Yisrael, it would contradict what the Gemara says. He says, so in the end he concludes, he says that he just said it, he says that the tzava was just for his family. That's what Noda B'Yehuda says. The Rabbi Yehuda Chassid just meant this tzava for his own individual family, because he saw the shidduch wouldn't work out well unless they do it. It's not meant for everybody. That's what the Noda B'Yehuda says. And then he concludes that the questioner's father-in-law wanted to make a shidduch with his daughter, with somebody who had the same name as him. And he says, look, it's like everybody's asking a question about the same name, but to marry, like, if it would be to marry an Amma Aretz, which the Gemara says you shouldn't do, that they don't ask the question. He says, fine, gay goes into hay to have the shidduch, it's good. Anyway, let me rush through the rest here. And the Chasam Sofer says that if you're not makpid, it's nishkefer lach, but at the end of the day, one way out of it is when you change the name. Now, I'm making this much briefer now. In the Igros Moshe, he writes that if there's some difference between, like, the Jewish name and even the English name, you shouldn't be choshesh. So the Moshe says, like, let's say you could do a couple of variations. Let's say the husband's name is Yaakov, and the father-in-law's name is Yaakov Shlomo. So that's not exactly the same name. One's Yaakov, one's Yaakov Shlomo. Let's say one is Yaakov, and they call him in English. Well, I don't want to say. Let me pick a different name. let's say Yitzchak. Let's say the name is Yitzchak, and one they call Irving in English, and the other person they call Isidore in English. So that's also like a shinui. One's an Irving, one's an Isidore. So there are ways around it with different shinuyim. And he says that, and Rav Moshe says the main thing is that the Chasam Kal are not makpid. And anyway, so it's something you want to discuss with your local Orthodox rabbi if you're planning a shidduch and you work these things out ahead of time, obviously, and you see which way to go with this. The more on the right of the spectrum, the more people tend to be concerned about things like this. The more, we'll say, in the middle of the spectrum, we'll say, people tend to be a little less concerned about it. But that's the way this goes. Okay. Any questions, comments, or thoughts on this? Okay. Rabbi Chanan Melchizedek, Baruch Hu, Shemar, and Soviel, as well, the Adir.